Does the Prime Minister accept that on those terms his recapitalisation has failed, and when is he going to change it?
Mr. Speaker, the first point of recapitalisation was to save banks that would otherwise have collapsed. And we not only saved the world, saved the banks, and saved the banks and led the way. We not only saved the banks. To save the world's bank. We not only work with other countries to save the world's banking system, but not one depositor actually lost any money in Britain. And that is the first thing. The second thing is to get the banks into a position where they can resume lending. And that is why interest rates have come down by 3.5%, something the opposition said was not possible, but actually happened. And the third thing to do is to work to remove all the barriers to interest rates and to the lending of money by the banks, and that is what we are doing in discussion with the banks now. Now, the opposition may not like the fact that we led the world in saving the banking system, but we did.
Well, it's now on the record. He's so busy talking about saving the world, he's forgotten about the businesses in the country. All over the country, there are businesses who've had interest rates increased and overdrafts restricted. I've got one here, a business in Derbyshire whose overdraft facility was restricted even though their order book was full, and they've had to lay off 11 people as a result. This